Time once again for a Lacaparra Valley School update with Superintendent Scott Lemke, who's in the studio with us. Are you enjoying the cold weather?
I don't know if the word's enjoying, but you know, I'm hopeful it's not going to be this way forever.
Yeah, it's not been, well, we're Minnesotans, we're tough though, right?
Right, we can't complain, we chose this, right?
That's right. Well, thanks for coming in the studio and get us up to date on what's happening out at Lacaparra Valley.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, so we had a school board meeting last night, Paul, and a number of things just to report out to the community. Again, you can always go online and watch those if you want to watch it back. But one important piece I would like to share is we've been having conversations with Lacaparra Sheriff's Department now for some time, and Sheriff Allen, and have been basically in talks about exploring how could we bring a school resource officer out to the middle high school building out there. As you know, that building is, we have a really nice facility. It is a little ways out of town, you know, 10, 11 miles from the nearest town. And so there's three reasons we've been doing that. One, obviously, just to have an immediate response if we needed law enforcement out there, that would be key. It also enhancing safety. Studies in Minnesota do show that students are more likely to report at-risk behavior or unsafe behavior if there is a resource officer in the building that they can report to. And then lastly, also the part of the reason we want to do it too is just the mentorship and education component. We would like to pair this with the DARE program so that that would also continue to happen. But we've also had great dialogue about how could this position over time, you know, I really feel like we've done a lot in recent years to have a really robust college career training program in our district. And how could we make, you know, a way that kids could have exposure to things like criminal justice careers, things like that. So basically what we did is myself and then there were two deputies from the Sheriff's Department, and the county attorney, we just basically shared the dialogue we've been having with the board and asked them, you know, basically to either endorse or give us guidance. The board was excited about it and basically said, proceed. Let's start putting the details together and hope we can get this done and kind of create a starting point that we can build from for multiple years. So there'll be more to come on that, but we're excited. It's something we do think is important for school safety and also just for opportunities for our kids to grow.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Yes. Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Yep.
We also just want to give a shout out to a number of people who have given some very generous donations to the district. Next Air Energy gave $1,000 for the Little Eagles program. LQP Lake Association, $500 for community education. Martinson Foundation donated $500 for elementary music instruments. Minnesota Farms Company, another $1,000 for district-wide capital projects. The LQP Study Club gave $100 to Little Eagles Daycare as well. Madison VFW supporting MMN with school supplies at $750. Quitside Helping Hands gave a $200 donation to Strengthening the Family, which of course has the they're going to be attending and helping out with the Slam Dunk Stigma event that's coming up here pretty soon in February.
Yeah, you and Holly were over, and did an interview on that a while back. I'm looking forward to that, February 12th.
February 12th, yes, and it's going to be a great event, and just like it was last year, we're looking forward to it. A couple more of these here. Zarbuck Memorials gave $500 to the High School Sparkle Club. AgriLite Trust Account gave robotics $500, and the LQP Study Club also gave robotics $50. So thank you to all those people. Our communities support our schools very well,
yes,
and we're thankful
do.
For that.
Yeah.
Another piece just to point out, in our consent agenda, we had a shared services contract that was approved. We've been sharing Drew Olsonowski, who is the business manager at... at Minnewaska Area Schools for the basically for part of the summer and the whole year to this point. And that has been a really positive relationship. And the board, Minnewaska, has collaborated with us to explore ways that we might be able to continue that partnership where we would share Drew. And the board voted last night on a shared services agreement. And it's kind of a win-win for our district. Finding people who are really knowledgeable and sharp on school finance is difficult. And then as you get into greater Minnesota and in the rural areas, even harder. Drew was previously an auditor who audited schools. So we've been very fortunate to have a relationship with him and with them. So that's going to continue in place for the next 3 years. And we're excited about that as well.
Good. Good. Anything else on the school board meeting last night? Or
you know,
what
else we got? One other item just worth, I think, noting. The school board has talked about this a couple times, but our high school principal, Scott Sawatsky, brought a draft of a policy change that would allow students who are signed up basically and going to be enrolled in the military when they graduate. Up until now, we haven't had a cord or anything we've had students wear to acknowledge that, and our board felt like that was important. So Scott's been working on that. We read some language to the board yesterday that basically would add that as one of the approved items. Typically, in districts, it's your National Honor Society, those types of things, honors, ribbons, or cords. But now, with that vote, the board also voted now to allow students who are enlisted in the military to be able to wear a military cord as well.
Good. That's good to recognize them as well.
Absolutely. Our communities support their veterans, and I think that'll be a really positive thing.
Right. Well, Snow Week activities out at Lac Parle Valley this week?
Yes. Yep. There's, I think there's a hat day going on at the elementary school. And there's all sorts of different spirit days happening out at the high school as well. So it was just pajama day the other day. I didn't ask. Yeah, I wish, but.
Snow Week days going on at Lac Parle Valley. I'd like to touch on the February 12th event out at Lac Parle Valley again a little bit. It's a collaboration of the mental social workers at the both Dawson Boyd and Lac Parle schools. Is that right?
Yeah. So we started this.
Many vendors?
Yes. We started it last year, and it's called Slam Dunk Stigma. And really the goal is just to kind of give public resources and do away with the idea that mental health is should have a stigma wrapped around it. So basically what we did last year was, and it was hosted by Dawson Boyd during the basketball game between their boys and our boys, and we had a whole bunch of mental health, social work, school staff that work in the areas of mental health and supporting kids' social emotional needs. The hospitals, everybody came out and they brought a ton of resources. They brought some cool swag just for kids to have something fun. But it was great. It just puts resources in people's hands and helps us as a community to say, hey, you know, people deal with these things, and we're going to have supports in place to help people. So
that's right.
So this year it's on our campus.
In the Commons area, a lot of vendors will be there. Q92 will be there broadcasting live starting at 5:00.
Outstanding.
In the Commons area with the different mental health people and social workers. And got to get rid of the stigma that, you know, if you're having issues or problems, it's okay to talk about.
Exactly.
Okay to go get help. So.
Exactly. Just good. Makes you human. So
that's right.
Absolutely.
All right.
Those were the big items.
All right. Scott, I appreciate you coming in every month. When is a school board meeting usually? The last two?
Fourth Monday of the month usually.
Okay. And that's open to the public?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Open to the public. Yep. And then we do have a couple on in some of the months that are a little more goofy that we have to move it around. But typically that fourth Monday.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Scott.
Thank you.
Scott Lemke. Scott's the superintendent out at Lac Parle Valley High School. And that's another Lac Parle Valley School update.